It's time to eat.
Get in my belly.
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Russ Tucker and Evan Silva.
Me so hungry.
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby. If you're not excited for this, then you don't know what's going on here. It is week one in the NFL regular season. It's what we've all been waiting for, and we are going to break down over the next two podcasts, over the next 2 days, exactly what your fantasy football lineup should be by systematically breaking down what we think you need to know about every team in every matchup. Week one in the National Football League. Those of you from last year, remember, we'll go conference by conference. We'll start today with the AFC, talk about the skill guys for every AFC team in their matchup. Tomorrow we will do the NFC. And look, you can go to a lot of different websites or whatever to see start, sit, lineups, all those type of things. We actually here give you the reasoning, the logic. We talk through how we think the game might go, what you need to know, and then let you, the fantasy guru yourself, the person that's educated, the person that listens, make an informed, educated decision. He will do the heavy lifting. He's Evan Silva from rotoworld.com. Just look at his Twitter handle. He clearly has no life whatsoever. He tweets all the time, and it's always good information. I have no idea how he reads as much as he reads, how he watches as much as he watches. The only thing I can come up with is he has no social life to speak of, at Evan Silva on Twitter. By the way, before this podcast started, he said, let's get to some more football talk and some less bad Ross jokes. So just so you know, when I'm absolutely hilarious during today's podcast, that's intentional to combat my smart-quipped partner here. I'm Ross Tucker. I played 7 years in the NFL on the offensive line. You've probably heard of me already. I'm kind of a big deal. I'm already inducted into the Hall of Fame, Pennsylvania State Hall of Fame, Berks County chapter. RossTucker.com is where you can always find this and the various other podcasts, like Even Money, if you like putting a little something on the games, or the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, or if you just like football talk and evaluating players, check out the new College Draft Podcast. We're giving away Maddens. You want a Madden? We've got Maddens. All you need to do is give us iTunes rankings and comments for all four podcasts, and then forward an email directly to me, Ross@RossTucker.com, from one of our sponsors, and just tell me if you want the PS4 version or the Xbox version. Giving away the first copy of Madden on this week's Even Money podcast, so look for it. But without further ado, I know why you're here. I know why you came, and it's not for my bad jokes, and it's not for my promotions. It's for my buddy Evan Silva and I to break down how these games are going to go. Next meal, Bri.
Next meal.
Totally defeats the purpose when I say it first and then Brian plays the intro. Very redundant. They tell you to never do that in the media. You don't want to waste people's time or do something redundant. So why don't we do it one more time, Bri?
Next meal.
How about that, media experts? That's triple redundancy. Anyway, it's the Steelers at the Patriots. I will be there on the sideline, Evan, for Westwood One. Very much looking forward to it. So intrigued by so many aspects of this game, including the Patriots potentially starting two rookie offensive guards. Obviously, no Pouncey. I think Cody Wallace will do fine up front. Both teams have issues in the secondary. Both teams have suspended running backs. Both teams have very good quarterbacks. I'm smelling a shootout, Dr. Silva. Do you concur?
Yeah, by the way, Ross, I think that me razzing you about your bad jokes kind of forced you to step up your game there. You were kind of on a roll there. I mean, I was cracking up. But Yeah, I think that this is a game that definitely sets up as a shootout. I don't know if Pittsburgh is going to be able to hang. I think that the Steelers or the Patriots are going to pour points on a really bad Steelers defense. You know, Brandon Boykin hasn't even emerged as a top three cornerback in Pittsburgh yet. Bad defensive back play. No real pass rush to speak of. The Steelers' best pass rusher is 37-year-old James Harrison. Look at the makeup of the Patriots running backs right now. LeGarrette Blount is on suspension. They cut Jonas Gray. They've got a bunch of passing game back types. James White, Deion Lewis is the guy who's getting all the hype in fantasy circles right now. Travaris Cadet and Brandon Bolden, they're going to throw the rock. You know, I have very little doubt that they're going to sling it around. And I think whereas Tom Brady started off painfully slow last year, I think he's going to start off really, really hot in this game. Love Gronk. I mean, you start Gronk every week, but this game shapes up so well for him. The Steelers had to bench Shamarco Thomas because he was playing so badly in the preseason. They turned to 33-year-old journeyman special teamer Will Allen at strong safety. And the Steelers are using more Tampa 2 principles on defense this year, which, you know, that, and that historically, that zone has been very vulnerable to tight ends over the middle. So I think Gronk beasts. I think Brady has a big game. I'm not messing around with the backfield. Some people will say, oh, you know, Deion Lewis is a sleeper. I'm just not going to mess with that in fantasy. I know some guys there in Boston, they think it may be a multi-back rotation with Deion Lewis and Bolden and James White and maybe even Cadet getting some snaps. So, but I think that Brady and Gronk have big games. I think Edelman is in a good spot as well. And Amendola and Scott Chandler would be my sleepers for the Thursday night game. I think Scott Chandler might score a TD. And Amendola is a guy to look at as a third wide receiver in fantasy, especially in PPR leagues.
Evan Silva thinks you should start Rob Gronkowski. You can't get this insight anywhere else. I'm so glad you guys downloaded today's episode of the Fantasy Feast to get Evan to say that you should definitely go with Gronk this week. For the Steelers, though, I'm making fun of you, Evan, but a little bit I'm not, because for the Steelers, I know you're going to start Antonio Brown. The only thing I would tell you, though, is Le'Veon Bell's not playing, and Martavis Bryant isn't playing, and Bill Belichick is better than anyone I've ever seen, anybody ever played for, of taking away or limiting what the opponent does best. So you should still start Antonio Brown, depending on what other receivers you have, because Ben's obviously going to target him a bunch, and the Patriots don't have great corners. I just want to temper expectations a little bit, because I can't foresee a scenario where they don't have essentially double coverage on Antonio Brown with safety help over the top every single play.
Yeah, I hear you. And they'll try to beat him up at the line of scrimmage. I mean, I think that you can slow him down and not let him have a 160-yard game, which really, in theory, like, he should have a crazy game, considering the matchup, the Patriots cornerbacks, and just how their offense is going to have to funnel through Antonio Brown. I mean, he should get 12 to 14 targets, no problem in this one. Marcus Wheaton is more interesting, and people are giving him a long look with no Martavis. You know, Marcus Wheaton was in the same spot last year, and he averaged over the first six games until Martavis was inserted into the lineup. He averaged four catches for 46 yards and scored zero touchdowns. Now, Marcus Wheaton has looked better in the preseason, and young players can get better, but, you know, I think it requires a leap of faith to use him in fantasy. And, you know, if you look, I think people are thinking of the Steelers as an offensive juggernaut, and I'm not sure that that's going to be the case right away. They averaged 20.7 points per game before Martavis came into the lineup in the first six games of last season. From week seven on, they averaged 31.2 points per game. And that was with Le'Veon playing and with Marcus Pouncey playing. So, you know, I think the Steelers are going to maybe surprise people that their offense isn't going to be as good as people expect.
Moving on.
Next meal.
We've got the Colts at the Bills, Evan, and we'll focus on decisions that people may have to make. I would say lean away from Sammy Watkins. I think that Tyrod is still too much of an unknown in my mind. And the one part of Indianapolis that's actually pretty decent on defense is their secondary with Vontae Davis and Mike Adams. And even at running back with Shady McCoy, I don't know what his exact status is, but talking to Mike Ryan yesterday, 26-year NFL athletic trainer, he was skeptical because McCoy's a speed player, you know, because the fact that they even MRI'd it, he said, is really interesting. They don't MRI a hamstring unless it's pretty bad. So I would stay away from McCoy and Watkins this week, even though, you know, the Indianapolis Colts defense isn't exactly the 85 Bears.
Yeah, I ended up owning McCoy nowhere in fantasy. I mean, and I did like 95 MFL 10s. I think I might have gotten him in two. And then in all my redraft leagues, I drafted him in one and then traded him right away. I'm totally out on him. You know, it seems like a spot where like Rex Ryan is going to push him to play too, and McCoy might push himself to play, and then he has a setback in the game. I mean, it's just it's a nightmare. And even if he has a big game, I'm okay being wrong with that, because then next week I'll know to start him if he has a big game. But it's a bad situation. It's a really bad situation. He has hamstring and toe recurring problems. I think The Bills are going to need Tyrod Taylor to make plays in this game. You're right. Tyrod Taylor spent virtually zero time in camp in the preseason with Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods. Also working against Sammy Watkins is that Greg Toler, the Colts' left cornerback, looks like he's not going to play. So what that means, and historically the Colts have used Vontae Davis at right cornerback only, like he's a stationary cornerback. You know how Richard Sherman is a stationary left corner in Seattle? Vontae Davis has been a stationary right corner in Indianapolis. But this offseason, they talked about moving Vontae Davis around and letting him shadow number ones. He did a little bit of that early in his career in Miami. Now with Greg Toler out, that gives the Colts even more incentive to use Vontae Davis to shadow Sammy Watkins. I other than Tyrod Taylor in DFS or as a quarterback streamer, I can't get behind any of the Bills' skill position players.
As for the Colts, what do you got for the Colts on offense, Evan?
You know, it's going to be a little difficult for sure. It's in Buffalo. This is a great defense. Buffalo will be without Marcell Dareus. That should help a little bit. I don't think that there are any Colts that I would, you know, the top end front guys that I would seriously consider benching. I mean, I think that Dwayne Allen is still their best red zone target, and I think that he's week in and week out going to be a solid bet to catch red zone TDs. Andrew Luck is an every week fantasy starter. The Dareus suspension helps Frank Gore's cause a little bit, and Frank Gore's going to be an every down back, especially with Dan Heron gone. T.Y. Hilton, I think, is in a great spot. I think he ends up matching up with Ron. If you look at the size and the length and the speed of the Bills' cornerbacks, you would expect Stephon Gilmore to spend more time on Andre Johnson and Ronald Darby, who's small and fast, to deal with T.Y. Hilton. I think T.Y. Hilton is a guy who a lot of people are not going to be on in daily fantasy, and I think he could be a candidate for a blow-up game. Rookie cornerbacks generally struggle. Now, Darby looked good in the preseason, but rookie cornerbacks are very much known to struggle in the NFL.
Next meal.
Picking up the pace a little bit here, the Chiefs at the Texans. I mean, I'll get into the Chiefs in a second. Is there anybody on the Texans other than DeAndre Hopkins that's worth talking about? I guess Alfred Blue for some people.
Not really. This is a game that has a very low scoring projection. I think Jets-Browns is the only game with a lower Vegas total. than Chiefs Texans. Yeah, Alfred Blue isn't very good. So what you're gonna be hanging your hat on anticipated volume that he will get a lot of rushing attempts, but that also could disappoint you if Chris Polk and Jonathan Grimes are more involved than we expect. Alfred Blue is a dicey play. I don't think the matchup is bad. I think there is a chance he could get a lot of carries. I don't think he's very good. So he's like a low upside flex option. And then DeAndre Hopkins is an every week fantasy starter. And don't sleep on Cecil Shorts. I think that if he keeps the starting job all season, and he did end up beating out Nate Washington, he's a guy who could catch 70 plus balls this year. I'm not saying to start him in week one, but he's a guy who I think is worth a bench spot.
As for the Chiefs, I got to tell you, I have some legit concerns. You know, Mitch Morse, the rookie center, going up against Will Fork. They moved Eric Fisher to right tackle. I get why they did it. Stevenson was playing pretty good at left tackle. But that means Fisher is going to be lined up over J.J. Watt. I know they moved J.J. Watt around a lot, but he's usually lined up over the right tackle. That's not a good matchup for the Chiefs. I would be fading all of these. Even Jeremy Maclin, who I like this year. The Texans, one thing they do have is pretty good corners in Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph. It looks like Clowney will be in on pass rushing situations only, which isn't great for Kansas City if they're just keeping him fresh for that. So put it all together, and I'm not feeling great about the Chiefs skill guys right now if I own them.
Ross, you made a great point about J.J. Watt lining up against Eric Fisher. I mean, what do you do? Do you have Kelsey help him block on the majority of plays? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I mean, they either slide the line to him or they always chip and try to help him. The problem is I think J.J. Watt can beat him with power, meaning he can go right down the middle of him. So, you know, sliding to him or chipping doesn't really help that much if he's going right through the human being, which I think is what he'll try to do.
Kelsey, there's no Fasano there. And the other guys they have are James O'Shaughnessy, who's a fifth-round rookie, and Demetrius Harris, who's like a former basketball player. You know, they don't have like a big 290-pound blocking tight end to really. I mean, I wonder if Kelsey kind of disappoints in this game. I mean, I would still start him. He's a top five fantasy tight end entering the season, and I would start Maclin and obviously Jamal Charles. Those guys are locks. But you know, again, this is a low scoring game, and there are reasons to have expectations a little limited.
Next meal.
Carolina is at Jacksonville. We'll look at it just from a Jags perspective, Evan.
Yeah, another low-scoring game. I like Allen Robinson and not a whole lot else. I think the Julius Thomas injury is going to be out till week four. That creates a good situation for Allen Robinson and should increase his red zone targets.
There you go. All right, next game.
Next meal.
Cleveland at the New York Jets. Now, I know you're going to laugh at me maybe, Evan, and probably rightfully so, but in a really deep league, you know, 16-team league, depending on who your running backs are, I think you might want to consider starting Isaiah Crowell. Again, depending on who else you have, I don't think that the Browns and Mike Pettine want to have Josh McCown throwing the ball to those receivers against Cromartie and Revis and those guys. I think they're going to try to lean on the offensive line and hope they can get something done in the run game against the Jets' front to try to slow down the pass rush. And as you tweeted earlier this week, they only have two running backs, and one of them has a concussion. So it would be Isaiah Crowell time. Meanwhile, I don't know if you saw my tweet yesterday. I was thinking about this for the TV show. I think there's a very real chance that the Browns have, you could argue that they have the worst skill position group at every position. You could argue they have the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, the worst wide receivers in the NFL, the worst tight ends in the NFL, and the worst running backs in the NFL. And I'm not trying to make fun of them. Just like you could make an argument. Now, and the saddest thing I've ever seen was Browns fans tweeting me back, no, we got better receivers than the Rams. Like pointing out the one team that they might be better than, or we got better receivers than the Panthers now that Benjamin's hurt. Like, that is sad.
Yeah. No, that is sad. And so you kind of broke down the Browns. I'll break down the Jets. One correlation play that I like to use in daily fantasy is the running back and the defense, because oftentimes when the defense does well, the running back on that team will do well, you know, with positive game flow, and the running back will end up getting a lot of carries. I love the correlation play of Chris Ivory against the Browns, who, by the way, finished 32nd in the NFL in run defense last year. And I don't think they're as bad as that statistic suggests, but I think it's a favorable matchup at home. But I love Chris Ivory and the Jets D in daily fantasy this week.
Evan, let's talk money. Truth is, sometimes honest, hardworking folks need a little extra. Some banks don't always make it fast or easy. Tell you who does, Avant. And I'm not talking about Jason Avant. I'm talking about AvantOffer.com. They'll give you access to personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. Again, AvantOffer.com. Risk-free, doesn't affect your FICO score. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer, and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com, enter promo code FANTASY. That's AvantOffer.com, promo code FANTASY. AvantOffer.com, promo code FANTASY. Loans made by WebBank and by affiliates of Avant Inc. California loans offered by Avant are made under finance lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Next meal.
Dude, nothing is cooler than whatever those are called at the end. Disclaimer voice. Disclaimer voice, Ross, is unbelievable. Almost as unbelievable as the Miami Dolphins heading to Washington to take on the Redskins. Tell you what, you know, the Redskins front seven might be decent, but the secondary is pretty dubious, I think.
Yeah, great, great spot for Ryan Tannehill and Jarvis Landry, who's going to be a full-time receiver this year over the last nine games of his rookie season. And you remember Jarvis Landry did not open the season as a starter. He eventually ascended to that role. But over the last 9 weeks, his, if you, you know, extrapolate out his stats, he would have been on pace for 108 catches over those last nine games. So he should be a volume monster. I don't even know who the Redskins slot corner is going to be with Bashaud Breeland on suspension week one. Might be D'Angelo Hall. Might be a guy named Justin Rogers who's bounced around the NFL. Great, great spot for Jarvis Landry. I think the Redskins are going to be a tough run D this year, but Lamar Miller, I think, should be locked into your fantasy lineup. And I don't have a great feel for the other wideouts there. Devontae Parker will mix in. Kenny Stills is that, you know, low volume vertical stretcher. Greg Jennings is going to play. And Jordan Cameron is also there. Now, I do like Jordan Cameron, though, in this game. He had a quiet preseason, but that's kind of good for a guy who's been racked by injuries like Jordan Cameron. He's been healthy. The Redskins have terrible, terrible safeties. And last year, they were top five in terms of fantasy points allowed to tight ends. Like, they allowed a ton of fantasy points to tight ends. So I think Jordan Cameron is a strong play, and I love Tannehill this week.
Next meal.
San Diego is hosting the Detroit Lions. Really looking forward to watching this game to see how Melvin Gordon looks, how the revamped Chargers offensive line looks, and how the revamped Detroit Lions interior defensive line looks. Something tells me that the reports of the demise of the Lions D-line have been overstated. I'm not loving Melvin Gordon or really any Chargers running backs in this matchup. I think they're going to have to go up top.
Me too, man. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm loving Stevie Johnson. No Antonio Gates. Stevie Johnson is like free in DFS this week. I mean, he's min price. I think he has a big game. I think that he lined up mostly in the slot this preseason. The Lions slot corner is Josh Wilson, really a journeyman guy at this stage of his career. The Lions outside corners are pretty good in Rasheen Mathis and Darius Slay. If you're going to go after them, I think you really need to go after them in the slot, and I think that's what they'll do. I think Stevie Johnson gets 9 to 11 targets. I mean, I think he's a great DFS play, an underrated season-long start as well.
Next meal.
Next meal means next game, and it's a delicious one. It's the Baltimore Ravens against the Denver Broncos. I'm feeling pretty darn good, Evan, about both of these defenses, which means I don't know what that means for the offense. I mean, obviously, we know about Demaryius Thomas. You're still going to start Justin Forsett. I guess the question is, how are you feeling about, you know, the Emmanuel Sanders of the world or the Steve Smith seniors of the world? Because I'm assuming you're still going with C.J. Anderson and Forsett. So I'm curious about the matchup for some of these other receivers in the game.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised, actually, to see the Vegas total in this game. It's almost 50 points. I think it was 49 when I checked. It's come down a little bit. It was at 51 for a while, but it's still pretty high. And so that could be a positive indicator. Vegas tends to do better at projecting games than we do. There are guys that are just – you want to start regardless of matchup. You named a couple there, Demaryius. I think Emmanuel Sanders still falls into that group. You know, Demaryius is going to have to deal with Jimmy Smith, who last year was looking like a shutdown corner for Baltimore before he had that foot injury. He's back now. The number two cornerback is Ladarius Webb, who, you know, due to a bunch of different injuries, has begun to slip a little bit. Emmanuel Sanders, we'll see him more in the slot this year as well. There he will match up with Kyle Arrington, who the Ravens picked up from the Patriots. I don't think that there's anything to really worry about with Emmanuel Sanders. I think he's a starter. The interesting situation that I'm looking at is the tight ends and how much will Virgil Green play. Because if Virgil Green is just a blocker, Owen Daniels is probably going to catch 8 TDs over the course of the year. But if they use Virgil Green as a pass catcher, that's a big concern for Owen Daniels. And those guys could end up kind of canceling each other out in fantasy.
Well, my big concern is people that still haven't given DraftKings.com a try. Are you kidding me? It's America's favorite one-week fantasy football site where you could kick the season off by winning $2 million. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grab, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. If you're listening to this podcast, you like fantasy football. I'm thinking, guessing a lot of you have already probably given this a shot. If you haven't, you really should. It's fun. You pick different players each week. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code FEAST to play for free for a shot at part of $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter FEAST for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com, and the code is awesome. It's FEAST.
Next meal.
How about them Bengals playing out in Oakland? Intriguing matchup for both teams, especially to see what the Raiders are bringing to the table this year.
Yeah, Bengals are 3.5-point favorites on the road, which actually is pretty aggressive for any road team, especially in a week one game where, you know, the black hole is going to be roaring until Jeremy Hill runs for 150 and three. This game sets up great for Jeremy Hill. I also think it sets up pretty good for Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, and Tyler Eifert. To me, Marvin Jones is more of a complementary role player. We don't know if he'll be a full-time receiver yet. Might split with Mohamed Sanu. But I think A.J. Green and Eifert are our week one lock starters. And I think Andy Dalton is a quality streamer. And I'm going to have him in some DFS lineups, stacking him with A.J. Green. Joe Goodberry of Cincy Jungle, which is a Bengals blog, has done a great job of statistically pointing out how Andy Dalton has fared against common versus uncommon opponents historically. And the Raiders are an uncommon opponent, and Andy Dalton has fared much better against uncommon opponents, you know, as opposed to common opponents who play him regularly, like the Texans or the teams that play him in the division. So I think Andy Dalton is a sneaky bet for a big game. Love this Bengals offense. The Raiders have Khalil Mack and then not a whole lot else on defense.
Next meal.
Last but not least, we've got the matchup of rookie quarterbacks. It's Mariota. It's Winston. This is the AFC version of the Fantasy Feast. So we will focus on the Tennessee Titans. Could there be a place in somebody's lineup, Evan, for Kendall Wright, DGB, or Delaney, or Sankey, or Mariota?
Sure, on Kendall Wright and Delaney, you know, you always want to start tight ends against Lovie Smith defenses. So Delaney, to me, is like a top six or seven tight end play this week. Kendall Wright, you know, I would like to see a few games, and this is cheating, but I would like to see a few real games before really giving any confident projections about the Titans. I love the way that Marcus Mariota looked in the preseason. I also love the way that Blake Bortles looked in the 2014 preseason. So I'm just kind of in wait and see mode with these guys. Green Beckham will probably be a rotational player to open the year, but he needs to be a starter sooner rather than later. They only have four wideouts on their roster right now: Kendall Wright, Harry Douglas, Doriel Green Beckham, and Justin Hunter. Green Beckham should get looks, just not quite enough to play. And I do think that Kendall Wright is a solid start on Tennessee's side. The backfield is a nightmare with Sankey and Antonio Andrews going to steal the short yardage stuff, Dexter McCluster stealing the passing down stuff, and Terrence West there now as well.
It's a good point you made about Bortles and his preseason last year. A very good point. That'll do it, by the way, for the AFC Fantasy Feast Eaten podcast. We go through it quickly every game to make sure you know what you need to know about each game and about the fantasy decisions that you might be making with your lineup. Remember, we're giving out Madden copies. If you listen to the Even Money podcast later today or later on this week, you'll have a chance to hear who wins the first copy of Madden 16 that we are giving out. You have that chance as well. All you need to do is iTunes comments for all four podcasts and then forward me an email using one of our sponsor confirmations, ross@rostucker.com. Anything else you guys do with downloading on multiple devices, spreading the word via social media, is much appreciated as well. I will try to do better with my bad jokes, Evan, tomorrow on the NFC version. Stick a fork in us. We're done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.